Okay, this is Alyssa again. I think there's a few people who are still trying to connect or reconnect, but we should probably get going. We have limited time. As usual, we will start by asking if there's anyone who is on the phone bridge but not in Adobe Connect, you please make yourself known now. All right. Looks like for everyone who is trying to join, you are all in Adobe Connect, at least, so that's good. And the secretary will take the roll call as usual. You can see on the screen that we have three agenda items for today, discussion of the minutes from the last call, our email to the operational communities regarding timeframes, and then our own ICG timeline. Is there anything else that people wanted to discuss or comments on the agenda? Please raise your hand in Adobe Connect. Okay, great. So with that, I think we can start with the minutes approval for the last call. We'll get those up on the screen. I will say these minutes have undergone some editing quite recently, and so I would prefer that we not actually do the call for approval today. But if there are any issues that would benefit from discussion on the call, then let's do that now. I know there's a little back and forth with Milton, although I see that he's not on the call, so that might not be possible to discuss. But if there's anything else that people want to discuss related to the minutes, we should do that now. So feel free to raise your hand. I don't know about, do other folks actually see the minutes uploading? I don't see them projected in Adobe Connect. Not sure exactly what is going on with Adobe Connect. Obviously, we all have the minutes in our inboxes, so we don't necessarily need the projection in order to discuss them. And I also don't see any hands necessarily, so I don't know if anyone has anything to discuss. But oh, there they are. Okay, so now we have them projected. At least on my screen, I can see them. But as I said, I don't think we should do the call for approval today because these have been edited very recently and we still have some outstanding issues with these. So we'll do the call for approval either on the list next week or we can do it on our June 10 call. So not seeing any hands go up, I think we can move on to the next agenda item. Okay. So Jennifer, actually I sent an email a little bit more recently than the one that's being projected that has slightly updated text. So if we could get that up, that would be great. But we can start the discussion while it's getting uploaded. Sorry, that was fairly last minute on my part. So Now, we've moved on to talking about these emails to send to the operational communities to get an update from them about timeframes, including implementation timeframes for all of the communities and proposal completion for the named community. So I think where we are at this point is that folks are pretty happy for myself and Patrick and Mohammed to send these emails to IANA Plan, to Chris, and to the CWG. I have made edits to try to address various comments on the list, including quoting more of the letter from Larry, which was the most recent, I think, edit suggested by Caboose, and also mentioning that we had asked about implementation timeframes in the RFP, and we're looking really for sort of updated or more complete information than what we got in the RFP. So you can see the text now being projected for IANA Plan, and there's text for the other two groups. I think, you know, there was one issue that came up on the list, which was whether to send one of these mails also to ICANN. So we should certainly discuss that. I don't think we've really resolved that. And we should discuss anything else that we need to before sending these. So the floor is open for discussion.
Hi, this is Paul. I was able to connect. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul. So I don't see any hands. I do think we need to resolve this question about sending one of these mails to ICANN. So anybody who has an opinion about that, feel free to raise your hand, because that's we need to decide. We sort of have multiple opinions that have been voiced, I think, on the list. Wolf Ulrich, go ahead. Wolf Ulrich, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. Okay. I was unable to hear Wolf Ulrich. I don't know if anybody else could.
No.
No. Okay. Oh, it looks like his mic was not enabled. Why don't we go to Paul, and then we'll try to come back to Wolf Ulrich. So go ahead, Paul.
Thanks, Alyssa. Just regarding the letter to ICANN, I don't see any harm with asking ICANN to identify any implementation issues that that concern them. That said, I'm not sure whether I wasn't clear on exactly what we were asking ICANN or how, but I don't have any problem with it in principle. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul. I think the idea is that we would send a very similar note to ICANN, so basically asking about approximate implementation time frame. So that would be the question. It would be, you know, almost the same letter with some minor changes.
If I could just say, I think it doesn't quite make sense in the same way as it does writing to the communities about implementation timelines for their proposals. The proposals have come from the communities, and so I think the communities would have an opinion about the implementation that they're expecting. ICANN may not, because of course what they have to do is completely dependent on what they receive from the ICG, and so I think maybe we're asking them for any observations or concerns if they have them, rather than placing an expectation on ICANN that they should be able to, you know, comment on implementation under the circumstances. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul. Wolf Ulrich, do you have audio?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was pushing the wrong button. Sorry, I was on mute. Well, what I would like to point out and send on my email is the following. I'm supporting, you know, to send out a letter to ICANN, inviting them to contribute to the timeline discussion. But process-wise, I see a difference in the participation of ICANN and the operational community at all in this discussion, and that's what I would like to see to be to be mentioned in the letter to ICANN. So that the contribution is helpful and is invited. But when it comes to the discussion about the timeline, then it's, you know, the discussion more between the operational communities and the ICG to come to a final decision which letter has to be sent and which content to NTIA. That's my point, and that's my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you. Ralph Mundy, go ahead.
Thank you, Lisa. I think it would be wise for us to send a similar letter to ICANN, even though there are, in fact, a lot of unknown specifics at this point in time. It appears to me that it would be very much in line with the, you know, the previous comments that at least the board has made with respect to engaging with the community and keeping people advised about what's going on. And even though they may not know specific details, I think it would be very appropriate to formally ask them to express whatever they think they should express with respect to implementation and timelines.
Thank you, Russ. Mary. Mary, if you are speaking, we cannot hear you. Okay, hopefully we can come back to Mary. I'm not sure if she's having audio problems. Shadow.
Hello. Hello?
Is that Mary?
Hello, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear
Go
me?
Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. I have the same position as Paul. As I sent in my email, I commented, indirectly we'll have what ICANN board will be sending through the operating communities. I think we are coordinating operating communities proposal and recommendation. So they think it will be premature at this time to ask the board. If the board has input they should, about implementing what the operational communities are recommending, I think they should send it to the operating communities, and in communities will send to ICG. Well, it shouldn't be the same wording, even if we're going to contact them. Maybe you propose a new one of what the contact we want to make with ICANN. I think the liaison should be able to get or take this question to the ICANN board and bring more information to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
I hope you heard me.
Yes, yes, we heard you. You're cutting in and out a little bit, but we caught most of it, I think. I have seen a couple other folks with hands up in the queue, Xiaodong and Joe. Did you want to speak, either of you?
This is Xiaodong speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So I think it's of course, I have no objection about the emails, but I also support to send the letter to ICANN to ask their opinion about the implementation. It's better for us to know more about the opinion from different community and also ICANN itself. Thank you.
Alyssa, this is Joe.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm comfortable with writing a letter to them, but I think, as Paul noted, the letter may have a slightly different orientation because we're not asking exactly the same question. We do want to see if they foresee implementation issues that are coming in their way, but I don't think we're asking them to comment specifically on the implementation timelines of others because I think that wouldn't be productive. But, you know, are there internal ICANN steps we haven't thought about that will actually take them time to also do implementation necessary for the changeover. And, as you know, some of that is going to be contingent on what's in the final proposals, but some of that may be internal organizational stuff that they may have to do and just may be useful to know in terms of the timeline if that's going to hold up a submission.
Got it. Thank you, Joe. Manal.
Yes, thank you, Elisa. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I'm in favor of sending a letter to ICANN. I see a point in drafting it differently. I was going to suggest this, but already I think Joe has put it eloquently. I think we can try to draft something along those lines so that we can reach out to ICANN but make it clear that ultimately the final will be coming from the operational community, taking into consideration, of course, the input they have provided. Thank you.
Thanks, Manal. Okay. I don't see any more hands in the queue now. So it sounds like folks are generally okay with sending a mail to ICANN as long as it is focused on kind of internal ICANN process that might take time in the implementation phase and inquiring about that, and that it also reinforces the fact that the proposals and the implementation details all come from the communities. So, I mean, that's roughly what I'm hearing, is that even if people who are a little bit uncomfortable with asking this directly of ICANN are amenable to that kind of formulation. So what I'd like to do is, since we already have the other three drafted, to get those off to the communities, because we are asking for an answer in just a couple of weeks' time. And I know at least one of those communities is very busy at the same time trying to wrap up its proposal. So I'd really like to get these emails off to those communities as soon as we can. And then in the meantime, I will work with Patrick and Mohammed on some language that we can float on the list to send to ICANN, and we can have maybe a little bit of list discussion about that, and then send that off as well. Any objections to that approach? Okay. Okay, seeing a little bit of support in the chat room and no hands raised, I think we can we can go forward with that. Thanks, everyone. Oh, Guo Wei, did you want to jump in? Guo Wei, did you have a comment? I saw your hand.
Yeah. Yes, can you hear me?
You are cutting in and out a little bit.
No?
Okay, I see you say you will write your comment. Yeah, we're having a lot of technical difficulties on this call, unfortunately. You want to try again to speak, or are you going to write?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Guo Wei.
Oh, good. I just like to say thank you very much for your discussion. And also, I think we will do our best to provide the useful information to ICG based on whatever the data you send it to ICANN. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, I think we should move on to our next agenda item.
I'm done.
Our own timeline. All right, so we're looking at the projection of the ICG. This is the ICG's own timeline. So what I really want to do is for us to have, very firmly agreed before we get the CWG names proposal about the timeline that we are going to try to hit once we actually receive it. So what we're looking at on the screen has dates across the top, but we don't really need to focus on the specific dates. We really just need to talk about how much time overall we plan for our own process and for each of the steps in that process, because this timeline will essentially come into action once we receive the names proposal, whenever that is. Joe, I see your hand up. Is that a hand to talk about this topic or to talk about the previous topic?
No, it's a hand to ask to have it made larger, and it just happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we all have our own control of that, too, but maybe not.
I tried, but I couldn't get it larger on my screen until this just happened.
Okay. Okay, good. Hopefully people can see it a little bit better now. Thanks, Joe. This timeline has been around for quite a while now. Hopefully everyone is very familiar with it. It does, it definitely puts some time pressure on us to get our assessment phase done, both individually on the CWG names proposal once you receive it and also on the combined proposal. It puts a little bit of time pressure on the communities if we have questions for them or if we need to engage them about issues that we find in our assessments or comments we receive from the public. It includes one substantial public comment period of 4 to 5 weeks, depending when it lands on the calendar, and then approximately 3 weeks for us to analyze and assess the comments, and then a couple of weeks to work with the communities on, changes or issues arising from the public comments. And then at the end, a couple of weeks to finalize the proposal and ship it off to the ICANN board for transmission to NTIA. So the question for us really is, do we like this timeline? Is this what we want to estimate for ourselves? It does have the nice feature that if we receive the CWG names proposal in the Buenos Aires time frame, then we will finish in the Dublin time frame, which I think would be would make a good use of our meeting time and so forth, because we will certainly be meeting face-to-face there. So that's the question that we need to decide. This is our big piece of the puzzle, and our piece of the response to NTIA about how long we think proposal finalization will take. I've seen a couple of comments on the list. I know Paul had a comment that I just saw and certainly agreed with, but would like to hear from others if they support this, if we think this is a good estimate. So the floor is open. I see Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. I just want to ask whether this timeline is, will be adjusted in line with whatever we'll receive from the operating communities, because if I look at what accountability, CCWG accountability is doing, I think their timeline, I think they are yet to harmonize that with the CWG, since there are dependencies on accountability with CWG work. So I don't know whether we'll just take this as tentative and adjust as necessary. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And going by what happened last year during the August-September window, so many people were on hold and communication was, we couldn't participate so much because of the holidays. We will give more time to that. I think it's going to impact on our timeline. I don't know whether you got my question. One is what CCWG accountability timeline impact would impact on the CWG submission. Second is the summer holiday August September timeline, whether we have adjusted properly for that. Yeah, those are my two questions. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. I'll offer my own thoughts, and then anyone else should, of course, feel free to jump in. As far as the interaction with the CCWG timeline, I think, at least as far as I know, the continuing expectation is that we will receive, we hope to receive, the CWG proposal, and it may have, it may be sort of conditional on the CCWG completing some of its work, right? So if you look at it now, it has components that the CCWG needs to decide to take up and finish. And eventually, if those components don't end up getting finished, then, you know, we won't be able to forward on the complete proposal with the CWG component. But it's not the case that we will be blocked waiting for the CCWG to complete all of its work before we can engage in all the steps that you see on the screen. So, for example, the CCWG, I believe, is estimating right now to complete its work by the Dublin ICANN meeting as well. But obviously the CWG is estimating to hopefully send us a proposal many months before that, you know, about 4 months before that. So we will essentially carry out our assessment in parallel with the completion of the CCWG work if all goes well, and then we will essentially all finish in Dublin. If that doesn't go well, if the CCWG can't complete what it needs to do in order to fulfill the conditional requirements from the CWG proposal, then obviously we will not be able to progress. So that's something we definitely need to keep an eye out for. As far as summer holidays, I completely agree. I think we're going to have a little bit of flexibility. That's in part why the public comment period is shown as stretching across, you know, parts of August and September. I think if we do end up with a public comment period that's, you know, mostly in August, we need to make sure that we have some time either in July or September to make sure that people who take a lot of holiday in the summer will have at least, you know, some days working to be able to formulate a comment. So, you know, this is not set in stone, and we should certainly think about summer holidays when we put things out for public comment. Okay, we have a big queue, so I will try to not jump in as much anymore. Let's go to Kuo Wei.
I came for the input regarding for the implementation. Is it possible you can specify the schedule and timeline you are asking, you know, you're looking for the ICANN to give you the input, please?
Yes, we will certainly do that, Kuo Wei.
Did you hear it?
Just like we did in the other emails. When we write the email, we will.
Thank you. That. Thank you.
Yes, thanks. Russ Munn,
okay.
Go ahead.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Alyssa. This is Russ for the record. Russ Mundy. One of the things that I have a bit of concern about, and I'm not sure we can take steps to lessen the problem, considering we have so many unknowns, and that is the public comment period. We really don't know how many comments we'll have or how challenging it'll be to resolve those comments. Is there, has anyone given any thought to the possibility of laying out a potential quantity of comments and the complexity of responding to the comments in a way that we would be able to base that duration on some empirical data? You know, if we said that we think that maybe half the comments will be easy to answer, however we're going to respond to them or whatever kind of response is needed, and a quarter of the comments will be difficult, and the other quarter will be extremely difficult, and estimate how many, you know, how much time it would actually take to do that. So we would at least have some quantitative basis that we could use as a starting point. And if the public comments that come in are vastly different than that, we then can at least have something to say, oh, gee, it's not what we expected. Here's what we need to do now. Is that something reasonable to spend a bit of time thinking about or not?
Thanks, Russ. That's an interesting question. I guess from my perspective, and we talked about this a little bit last time, the reason that we need the timeline for the most part is so that we can give NTIA some idea roughly of when we think all of these different pieces are going to fall into place. So from my perspective, the things that we need to be thinking about are, factors that could sort of wildly change our overall estimates. And I think it's possible that a sort of flood of public comments is one of those things, but I don't think that's actually really the most likely one, or has a high probability, right? Like, we can sort of look at all of these proposals have been out for public comment before. We've seen what the comments have been. We have an idea of who's commenting and the nature of the comments, and also, you know, whether the comments were addressed in previous public comment periods and so forth. So I think as long as we, you know, even if this amount of time that we give ourselves doubles or something because we got, you know, more complicated comments than we thought we were going to, is it going to, you know, generally affect the kinds of questions that NTIA has to answer for itself about its timing and the contract expiry? I would say probably not. It's certainly something we can point to when we respond, but as far as getting, you know, way down in the weeds as to, you know, creating a formula for how long this will take, I think that might be more detail than we really need. If it takes us a couple extra weeks, takes us twice as long as we thought, again, I think that's not necessarily a really big deal, as long as we can, you know, try to stay roughly on the same time scale. But would certainly appreciate other people's thoughts about that, too. Joe, go ahead.
I'm fine with that, Alyssa. My concern is that basically, because it is the consolidated proposal, it might cause a number of people that frankly weren't paying much attention earlier to jump in and say things that just hadn't been raised at all previously. But I'm fine with the response, and no problem from my perspective moving forward with what we have.
Okay, great. Thank you. Joe, go ahead.
Thanks. Alyssa, two things. One was when we got to the part of the timeline that says ICG analysis of public comments, I think that should start earlier than it does, because we don't have to wait for the comment period to be over to start looking at the comments. So I think that should be more contiguous with part of the comment period as well, because there's no reason why we can't look at the comments on a rolling basis. The other question I have is, and this I think is an unlikely scenario, but one I think we need to think about, if the comments result in, for some reason, a significant requirement to go back to the three operational communities for work because somehow this has changed the proposal, we may need to have a consideration of a second public comment period after that, because if the proposal has changed dramatically, and, you know, due to the open processes of proposal formation, that seems that it shouldn't happen. But if it does, we might want to consider an as-needed second comment period.
Thanks, Joe. Two good points, I would say. Definitely agree about being able to analyze comments earlier, although I think, as we have seen in all the public comment processes, the bulk of the comments always come in approximately 30 seconds before the deadline. But we could certainly analyze them earlier if we get them earlier. I agree that I think we can certainly make use of a second public comment period if we decide that we need one. Again, I'd like us to try and hit this, assuming that we don't get a lot of comments that we haven't seen before that haven't already been incorporated. We will have to continue to evaluate this process as we go through it, depending on what happens. So next in the queue, I have Wolf Ulrich.
Yeah, thanks, Alyssa. Overall speaking, I have two points. One is with regard to the timeline, the beginning, the assessment. So we have in the timeline two phases of assessment. The one is the individual one for the TWT proposal, and the other one is then the combined one. So from my experience with the more experience with the TWT assessment, I would say this is interrelated. So here it seems as being separated in a row, one after the other. But immediately when you start to assess CCWG proposed, questions will come up, does it fit to the others, and how does it fit, and what is the impact on that. So we should combine these two phases, not to make us, thinking about, okay, this is one, and then we will start just in mid of July to assess the overall thing. That's one point. The other one here is with regards to the IETF and the OC world, we have, if necessary, integrated as well. I wasn't sure where it came from. Is it on the on request of the ICG coming from the assessment that we are filing some questions to them to come back with answers, or is it something which comes by themselves? So that was not clear to me. That's one question. Then with regards to the public comment periods, I would support that we are going to diligently prepare for the public comment period as the other OCs, and specifically the CWG and the CCWG did with their public comment periods, in order to help commenters to structure their answer and to help us also in the end to work with the incoming comments. So it would be helpful to just give them a kind of sheet on hand where they could rely on according to our criteria we have. It's not something which they must use. There's no obligation. Everybody can answer in a way he or she is comfortable with. But it could help, and as you can see from the other comments in the CWG area, it is used widely. So that would be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. Just to respond to your question about the community work being, if necessary, that, to my mind, is certainly based upon requests from the ICG. So if we, do our assessment, just as we did with the individual proposals from the IETF and the RARs, and we come up with a question or something that we think needs clarification in that community, then we would go back to them and ask for that, and that's where they would need time to do that work and come up with an answer or new text for the proposal or whatever it might be. So it would certainly be upon request from the ICG. The two other points, I think, are well taken. So thank you. Does that make sense? Does that clarify that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Manal, go ahead.
Thanks, Elissa, and thanks for the timeline. Actually, I see it as a perfect timeline for a best-case scenario, which could hopefully happen. But just thinking out loud, can we maybe make a best-case scenario timeline like this one, and then another timeline, for example, with two public comment series taken into consideration, whatever complexity or controversial issues that might pop up and might need to go back to the operational communities and so on, so that we can have like two scenarios, and then we're speaking about the timeline that ranges from this optimum timeline and the other slightly extended one. I'm just wondering if this makes sense, because I mean it's very hard to read clearly through the future, and we do not know exactly how things would go as planned. So again, the suggestion is that we maintain this excellent timeline and try to work another one, taking into consideration maybe a second public comment period, and then we're speaking within this range. Thank you. And I'm sorry, one more comment that, again, to accommodate for concerns that were raised, maybe Dublin could be not the deadline for submission, but our final face-to-face meeting to finalize things and fine-tune it. So the deadline could be shortly afterwards if things shifted a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. I was just looking at Yari's text chat to as response to you, and wondering if you wanted to maybe follow up by audio.
Yeah, I mean, just repeating. Can you hear me, guys?
Yes.
Am I on? Yeah. Okay. Excellent. So, just repeating what I said in the chat room, that I'm not sure. I mean, it goes to infinity if we start looking at bad situations. There's multiple timelines. I'm not sure having multiple timelines as such is maybe the answer. People will get too depressed. But we could add text to the timeline chart that says additional events, such as complex comments or need to change the proposal, may result in additional steps, such as adding a second comment period or needing more time for some of the steps. And so as long as that's clear to everybody that this is the reasonable / optimistic timeline, and if there are complicating factors, then this could change. And I think everybody's been assuming that, but we can make it explicit.
I see support for that from Russ Monday. That would definitely be my preference as well. Manal, do you have a feeling about that?
No, just to say that as far as we're going to have two different deadlines at the end, I'm fine. I mean, it's not necessarily that we need to have two separate timelines in two different files and confuse people. But again, to take into consideration what may shift our deadline a little bit. So I'm fine with Yari's suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you. And I guess in response to your other question, I think we sort of have two options in terms of publishing this timeline. We could, you know, since we have pretty good agreement on it now, we can publish it now without specific dates. I think as Elise was suggesting, we sort of start at time T and then show that we would finish somewhere, you know, 4 months after time T. And that way we avoid this question of, you know, do we finish exactly in Dublin or not, because, you know, we just start whenever we receive the name proposal. Or we could just hold this, you know, agree that this is what we're striving for, and then publish the timeline when we receive the names proposal, and then it will have dates on it, which that would probably be my preference, to be honest. And then we can see if we're actually trying to hit some specific finish in Dublin or shortly thereafter. So that's what I would prefer, is that we just kind of hold this until we receive the CWG proposal, and then have specific dates, and we'll know that we're aiming for about 4 months. I have Joe next in the queue. Go ahead, Joe.
Thanks. The only thing I was going to say is I think Jari's proposal makes sense. The only thing I would go with in that proposal is just to say I don't think we should try to specify how much time additional issues may take, but maybe just have a little explanatory paragraph on the bottom saying, you know, that the complexity or the level of change, the complexity of comments or the level of changes related to comments may require changes in this timeline, including the potential of a second comment period or something, and leave it fairly generic so that we are saying that this is a conditional timeline based on the circumstances of what we've received, give an example of some of the things that may make us changes, but not commit to any of the details because, you know, we don't know whether it would be a one-week, two-week comment period or what have you. So I don't think we should try to boil the ocean on the detail, but perhaps have a just a disclaimer paragraph on the bottom about how to think about the timeline.
Yes, that makes sense to me. Thanks, Joe. Xiaodong.
This is Xiaodong speaking. I just wonder if necessary, because there's no answer from NTIA, right, in our open group. So I just wonder, before we make the final proposal, so is that okay, we can have some kind of communication or discussion with NTIA to check it, what is NTIA's suggestion on the proposal before we finalize that?
Sorry, Xiaodong. I'm not sure that I understood. So you're saying that you think we should ask NTIA if they think this timeline is appropriate?
I think it's, this is Xiaodong speaking. I think it's not for the timeline issue. I think it's because I just wonder if we need some action item in the timeline, if we need some kind of communication before we finalize the proposal. We issued some communication with NTIA.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So we should have a line in here somewhere that says that we send the proposal to them.
I think maybe we can have some informal discussion or communication with NTIA because NTIA maybe not give the opinion on the proposal. But maybe I think it's possible for us to have some kind of informal discussion with NTIA to check their suggestion on the proposals.
Right. So as Russ has pointed out in the chat, there's actually this orange bar that goes across the top of this timeline, which we've mostly been ignoring, but in our discussion. But that's the point of that is that there's ongoing NTIA review of the proposal, which I think has been happening to some extent. Obviously, there was some feedback given at the last ICANN meeting, so I expect that to continue. But if we want to make it more, if we want to make more of a point of doing that or less of a point of doing it, then we certainly can.
Okay.
So that I don't see any other hands in the queue. And I'm just trying to factor in I know Narelle doesn't have audio, and she has some thoughts about the NTIA interaction, which I agree is a little bit tricky because they're sort of giving feedback on an incomplete proposal, but they have been giving feedback, so that's good. So just to kind of summarize and wrap up here, I think what I'm hearing is that generally people support us, trying to hit this this timeline whenever it begins, when we receive the means proposal, but that we should make some edits to make it clear that there's some contingencies, things could take much longer, and give some examples of what those are, and that also we should attempt to kind of do everything we can in the process to help us achieve timeliness. So parallelizing, formulating a comment sheet for public comments, and you know, getting as much of the of the complete proposal ready in advance as we can. And then finally, there's this question about interaction with NTIA, which it looks like we might want to continue discussing a little bit on the list because we're running out of time today, and it looks like people have different opinions about you know, how to get informal feedback from NTIA. But in any event, I can take an action to take the comments received today, incorporate them into this this timeline document, add some text about the contingencies, and then I think that means that we have a good estimate that we can factor into our response to the letter from Larry, and then we can publish this once we receive the CWG names proposal and we actually know what the dates should be on the top line up there. Any objections to that way forward? Other things that people want to bring up in the last 60 seconds? Okay. So I think we will close on time for once, unusually. And we have a couple action items coming out of this call, and we will meet again. We'll have a conference call on June 10, after which we will hopefully have some input from the communities on timing, and we will discuss agenda for Buenos Aires and other topics that may arise between now and then. So thanks, everyone. Have a good day or evening, as it were, and we'll talk to you on June 10.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.